Bibles, Ephesians chapter 5. Tonight I want to preach on pictures of Christ in a wedding. And so it's a special day. We're going to have a special moment in a little bit where Camille will walk down that aisle, and it's a beautiful scene, right? And Anthony will be standing here and see his bride walk down that aisle, and it's a beautiful scene. That everyone will stand out of great respect, and I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's a beautiful picture, and I love that. But I have news for you guys tonight. This wedding is not about you. It's about one person, and it's about Jesus Christ. And that's a glorious thing, right? So I wanted you to know that Jesus is the bridegroom. I'm going to just show you some scriptures. You know, I'm not going to go into all the truth of Jesus and his bride, but he's the one. He's the reason you should get married. If it wasn't for Jesus, it doesn't matter. But it does, because you guys, you know, we talked about this Monday, that the reason you should get married is to honor and serve the King. Right? I love teaching Camille about the truth of that. God made the woman to be a helpmeet to the man. Oh, in the 21st century, that sounds so demeaning, but it's one of the most glorifying things that God could ever make a woman for, is because we needed help. Not as much as they think. We needed help to what? Honor God. Before sin. We needed help. And so I want you to know this, as a team now, your goal is to honor the King. It's interesting that historically it was the bridegroom that was front and center. The bride is glorious, and I love showing honor to the bride, but it was the bridegroom. They never knew when the bridegroom would show up, so the bride had to always be ready. She had to always be ready. And the focal point was the bridegroom. The focal point is Jesus Christ, especially when he comes back. And the bride, the Bible speaks of, is his church. But just look at this. I just want to show you. Revelation 21:9 said, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife." We know the Lamb is Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5, that you have open your Bibles to, it says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word." I love what John the Baptist said when people were, I'll use this word, defecting from John to Jesus. That was the plan. But his disciples were struggling with that. They're like, "Breaker, breaker, John. Everybody's leaving us." And he says, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom," and I believe John was speaking of himself, "but the friend of the bridegroom," or the best man, "which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled." John just said, you know what the greatest moment is? Just hearing his voice. That's the joy. I want you to understand, it's marriage is one of the great ways to honor the King. So now let's just look at some pictures. It said Jesus is the bridegroom, but the white dress. And I do this to everybody, or many. You know, I'll say, "Now, Camille, you're not going to wear a white dress, are you?" And you know, "Well, I was planning on it." And you understand this, when a lady walks down that aisle in a white dress, she is not, if she understands what she's doing, she's not declaring her purity or her righteousness, because there's not one woman that can walk down that aisle in pure righteousness. But it's a beautiful picture, that white. Is we are declaring the only hope is to be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. I read this a few weeks ago. Isaiah 61:10 says, "I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels." It is, you're declaring this. The only hope you have to have righteousness. That white dress, I want you to just enjoy this. I get sentimental. I'm sentimental today because I was listening to the wedding songs that we're going to play later tonight. And Cliff left today after 20 days. And so it is, it's a little emotional day for me, right? And because now it's just me and Deb. No. But it is, it's a beautiful thing, right? I mean, listen to those songs. I get sentimental, right? It's like, I don't remember getting married. It's been that long, right? It's been longer than you've been alive. And you know. And, but it is, it's beautiful. I also want to make sure, I want to tell everybody this. I love weddings. I love marriage. But you know what life's about? Life's not about marriage. It's a blessing. It's an honor. It's a privilege. Life is about serving the King. You know what the Bible says? It's better to be single than married. And if you can't handle that flesh and you need to be married, that's basically what you told me Sunday. We need to be married. And I love it, to honor the King, right? It is, so there's no two tiers of people in the Lord's churches. It's God's people. I celebrate marriage. I always celebrate marriage. I celebrate what God established, what God created. But I want you to understand this. There's no second-class citizen in the Lord's churches. You're single, be single for Jesus Christ. You're married, serve the Lord and honor Him. All that we do, let's honor Him. That white, that nice white shirt you got there, it just proclaims the righteousness of Christ. I love this. This is important for you guys. And I'm really preaching to you guys. I want to encourage you. Look at Romans 13:14. Look at this right here. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The Bible uses this term every morning. I need to put on Christ. I need to be very conscious. I need to put on Christ and His righteousness. I represent the King. Every time I walk out that door, even before I walk out the door, I represent the King. Put on Christ. Put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Very conscious every day. Beautiful ceremony that represents the righteousness of Christ that we're clothed in. Every day, every single one of us, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have served the Lord well on Tuesday. It doesn't carry over onto Wednesday. Your flesh will have you totally forget your success spiritually on Tuesday. You need to put on the Lord Jesus Christ daily. If you stumble, sin, repent, and put the Lord Jesus Christ on. Second thing I want you to see is third thing, just the Father giving away the bride. And I want you to know this, we don't have a Father giving away the bride tonight, but we do. Who is your Father now? It's God, your Heavenly Father, through faith in Christ. God said He'll be the Father to the fatherless, and so I want you to know this. Who was it that gave away Eve? God. God gave her away. Look at Genesis chapter 2. I love this. I got to teach my wife. She goes, no one. Well, let's just see. I love this. We might camp on this one right now just for a little bit. Genesis 2, the Lord says, in the rib which the Lord had taken from man, made He a woman and brought her unto the man. He brought her unto the man. No. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. It's a beautiful picture. Do you know how I know that Deb is the one God had for me? How do you think I know that? Because I'm married to her. You know, it's not rocket science. And so I want you to know this. I know that Camille is the one for you, because you're getting married. It's not any more difficult than that. I never want you to have it in your mind going, I wonder if God had someone else for me. No. No, this is it, right here. And I know that. You see, we don't ever have to question that, right? Don't go, I wonder. No. When you get married, He says, okay, now make it work. Make it work. The Father gives away the bride. Number four, I want you to see this, just the simplicity that seals the marriage. Crazy how simple it is and how much you're committed to with just two words. You have no clue, Anthony. I do and forever will, and it never ends. No, it's a I do. The simplicity is this. Salvation is so simple. It's turning in faith to Christ. The ramifications of that are so mind-blowing, I'm still learning about it today. When someone turns in faith to Christ, their life changes so dramatically, it makes the change that happens when a man and a woman get married look like easy peasy. When someone's saved, God does the changing. And it is dramatic. I've got people, they'll argue with me. They'll say, no, somebody can be saved and have no change. I'll say, show me a Bible verse that says that. I will tell you this, he that began a good work in you will complete it until the day of redemption. Jesus Christ is going to change you. Jesus Christ is going to change me if he has saved you. I know, we battle with this flesh, we struggle. All it is simple faith. Today, your life changes dramatically, and it's good. Marriage is the second best thing ever happened to me. The Lord Jesus Christ is the best thing. I mean that. Oh, and I'll tell you this. You've heard me say it enough. I mean, it is like, man, what? I can't figure her out still. I'm still in preschool, man. And she's like, no, you're not even made it to preschool yet. It is, but I will tell you this. I love being married to this woman. Not all the time, but I really do. You guys know, you pray for her. But I will tell you this. God's used her to change my life. You love this man, but you love the Lord more. Simple I do will change everything. Simple faith in Christ. You don't have to understand all the changes. You just have to trust in Jesus. Another picture of the wedding is all the work is done prior to the ceremony. This is the easy part. You just have to repeat after me. I've tried to make it super complicated too so that you won't remember everything I said. You'll be like, what now? No, we're going to go short little phrases. It'll be good. And all the work is done, right? All the work's done, carpet cleaning, the decorating, and here we are. Jesus did all the work. He did everything. We don't add anything to it. The gospel is the good news that says you're in trouble. That's the bad news. The good news is Jesus has done everything that you can't do. He's fulfilled the law. He's honored God. And all we must do is believe. I've told you, receive, believe, commit, surrender, all synonymous terms in the Bible. All the work has been done. All the work has been done. There's a lot of work that goes into a wedding, even one that was scheduled from noon on Sunday to tonight. But it's all done now, right? People ask me all the time, they go, are you ready? You know, you ready to preach, preacher? I go, ready or not, here I come. All the work's been done. It's a beautiful picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has done all the work. Don't you love that? You just want to say hello to everybody? Another picture, complete faith and commitment in one person. I want you to believe in this woman. I want you to believe in this man. It's a big deal. I do appreciate about that about my wife. She believes in me. She wants me to succeed. She does everything she can to make my life difficult. I mean, but to help me. No, it's what I love. Well, man, I didn't see that. It is. My wife believes in me. What a picture of salvation. We see two people. Do you know everything about Anthony? Praise the Lord. Right? You know everything about Camille? Yeah. Yeah, like a man. I think so. How clueless you are. Here's the most beautiful thing. Jesus knows everything about us, and He'll still save us. All He says is, just believe in Me. Complete belief, complete trust, complete commitment in one person. When you guys are standing here, I just want you to know this. It's a beautiful thing. I think marriage is just a beautiful picture. It is. You're counting on each other. I mean, when we read, you know, for richer and richer, for healthy and healthy, it's for richer or poorer. In sickness or in health. We don't know. Jesus knew everything about you. And He loves you. And He saved you. I think, to me, I know you're nervous, but I want you to be excited. It is this. You get to represent the King today. I want our young people to see the glory of marriage, the beauty of marriage, and that it's all about Jesus. You guys are putting your trust in one another. But the way you have a successful marriage, keep your trust in Christ. Two more pictures. He makes one in unity. I want to just show you just a couple verses here. Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. It says, we saw this already. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. I will tell our single audience, there is one benefit of being married that you can't have. You don't have somebody that has been made one with you. It's one of the most powerful things. I told you about this. I want to remind you about this. I want to remind everybody else. When you guys go to the Lord and seek His face, and you're at peace and it's consistent with Scripture, nothing like it. Powerful. I love this. When Deb and I, when we have difficult decisions to make, when we go to the Lord and we are aligned, I feel like we're unstoppable in the Lord. I love that. So never forget that. It's one of the great advantages, right? The singular criteria I had for this couple. Are you born again? Are you truly a follower of Christ? Are you born again? That's it. You're compatible. Now let's make it work and take advantage of the Holy Spirit lives in her. Holy Spirit lives in you. And if you can take advantage of being made one flesh, it's powerful. Look at Jesus' prayer when He was that great high priestly prayer right before He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Look what He prayed. He prays for us in verse 20 because He had been praying for the apostles. And He said, neither pray I for these alone, not just the 11, Judas had gone, but for them also which shall believe on Me through their word. I'll try not to get preachy on that. That's an amazing thing. You understand the infinite capability of Jesus. I don't believe it was generic. You know how we say, help all the children. No, when Jesus prays for the children, I think He's naming them because He's infinitely, His capacity is so unbelievable. When He was praying for Anthony and Camille and Deb, Rachel and Steve, He was. And He says this is what He wants. He's praying for all of us that would believe, that they all may be one. The Lord knows unity is critical. As Thou, Father, art in Me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in Us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent Me. You know what will destroy Hope Baptist Church is when we forget what the most important thing is. It's Jesus. Mark it down. And you need to remember it one day. The way the devil's going to try to destroy this marriage is he wants to break up unity. I want this marriage to be about honoring Christ. And there's going to be a ton of failures. But never forget what it's all about. Never forget he wants you to think he's your enemy. He wants you to think she's your enemy. And no matter what, that'll never happen. She'll never be your enemy, the devil is. He wants you to think that way. You understand that? I love couples that are getting married. You know why? You're like, won't happen to us. I know everything about her. But just know, When those thoughts come to mind, remember this, cast them down. The Lord knows unity's the key. And the devil knows. You know how to destroy a home? It's you two fighting. Final thing, and I'll talk about this. No, I got two more things. Witnesses. There are witnesses to this marriage. And what I tell you is most marriages, I know there have been some that are private just in history past because of persecution's sake, but weddings are meant to be celebrated and meant to be public, are meant to be enjoyed. So is salvation. Not meant to be private. You understand when Jesus saves, it's to be public, it's to be pronounced, it's to be communicated, it's to be declared to every single person. Your wedding today, I love this. You guys have so encouraged me. I hope you're as encouraged as I am. I'm encouraged. I want you to know this. They love you, and they're just getting to know you. You've encouraged me. Understand this. Jesus saves so that we would be witnesses. We would be testimonies. We would be declaring His truth. And you get to declare in just a few minutes your love for each other. And then finally, it's the rings, the never-ending love of Christ. It is, a ring is, I can't get mine off. So it's like they shrink as the years go on. And it's not that funny. But I've broken this finger 4 times, if that helps. But it never ends, does it? When will Jesus stop loving you, Camille? Never. When will Jesus stop loving you? Never. Now, I want to tell you, I want you to always love her, but we're flaky, aren't we? If you focus on the love for Christ, it will help you love everybody else underneath Him. The key is to focus on Christ. If you focus on Camille, you have bad days, weeks. I'm just kidding. Did you know this? You said you knew everything. See, I want you to understand this. Then you'll help her through those bad days, through those bad weeks, if you're focused on Christ. If Camille is the source of your satisfaction and the only source, and not the highest source, here's your life. If Christ is the focus, and we'll help you, I'll help you, I want to help you. I'm telling you, it's simple but not easy, okay? You're not alone. I want you to look at this. This is why I love this ceremony today. You get to proclaim Christ. He's front and center. You get to declare His purity. You get to declare His decisions. You get to declare the simplicity of the union. You get to declare that Jesus did all the work. You get to declare complete faith and commitment in one person is the key to life, and that's in Christ. Unity. A good marriage will be won. And that's what Christ wants us to be. Witnesses. And then rings. I'm going to pray, and then what we're going to do is we're going to have 5 minutes. We're going to go get the folks from the nursery, and then we're going to have our ceremony. And I won't preach. Normally, I don't preach this long. So you are special.